says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm James Kelso. George is with us. And we will be taking your calls live at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Well, James, if you're wondering, I can hear you.
Okay, well, George is here, and I guess we're all here. There was a little bit of a pause there. The engineer is telling me it was a little wonky there for a bit. So we had a little bit of wonkiness in our connection. But George and I are here, and we hope you'll join us also at 800-313-9443 for tonight's edition of the Trump Phenomenon. Donald Trump had two significant events today, and we will cover both of those. At 2 p.m. Eastern Time earlier today in Wilmington, North Carolina, he had an enormous crowd. Was introduced by Rudy Giuliani. And then 4 hours later in Fayetteville, North Carolina, another humongous crowd and another Trump rally there in Fayetteville. Both of these were arena crowds with enormous spillover, enormous numbers of people outside who could not get in to the event. The governor of North Carolina and Rudy Giuliani both commented that it was something beyond anything they'd ever seen. George?
Yeah, I tell you, for a guy who's campaign is in disarray, he sure packs the house with supporters and voters. What about that CNN? You're full of baloney, CNN. I hate the mass media.
Yes, and that, folks, that's the, I think, maybe the biggest story right now, or the most notable thing going on in the titanic battle between Clinton and Trump, is that the media is entirely arrayed against Donald Trump, and they are willing to do anything, any sort of dirty trick, any sort of nastiness, any sort of lying, rather than being the media, rather than doing their job, as Laura Ingraham demanded that they do. They are making a last-ditch effort to destroy to damage the Donald Trump campaign. And this is the power of the media is immense. It may be of the two behemoths that Donald Trump is fighting, the enemy inside of our government and the enemy controlling the media, it may be the two fights are of very similar importance, but I'm not sure which is the more difficult or the more important. It may be that slaying the media dragon is the greater of the challenges. And so that's what we're seeing right now. And it's also an open question, is can they pull this off? Can a corrupt media, can a media which is the enemy of our people, can it succeed in a George Orwell fashion in actually so badly misinforming the public that they can determine the outcome of this election? And any difficulty that Donald Trump is having in the polls right now, and again, with the polls, we got to put in an asterisk, a caveat right there on the polls. The polls are produced by the media. So the polls themselves may be lying. This media lying. The question is, do the American people have the clear-sightedness to see through it and to not be manipulated by the media? This is an open question, and it's the one that George Orwell was addressing when he wrote his book 1984. And his conclusion back in 1948, when he wrote that book or when it was published, power to control the minds of a Western nation. And the people of Great Britain were the ones in 1984 whose minds were being controlled by the Ministry of Truth, Minitrue. And so we're in the middle of that book, 1984, right now. Let's go a little bit of the sound from the events today in first Wilmington and then in Fayetteville, so you get a feeling for how those huge crowds were responding to Donald Trump today. Let's go to a little bit of that sound right now. Here is Donald Trump in Wilmington. And let me... the crowd is, I would love, George, it would be great if somebody would collect or put together a study of the crowd sizes of the Trump events. Just list all the events, list the crowd sizes. And an interesting thing also would be for somebody to compile a list of the size of the Hillary Clinton events, such as her event in Kissimmee, Florida, in the last day or two in Kissimmee, where she had a minuscule crowd compared to a Trump crowd. Interestingly, one of the people sitting right behind her in that crowd in Kissimmee was a gentleman named Sadiq Mateen, who is the father of Omar Mateen, the Orlando nightclub ISIS shooter who killed 49 people, slaughter style.
Is that real?
Yes.
He was really there,
Sadiq Mateen was there, and the local the local media ran into him after the event. Somebody in the local media, a sharp-eyed person, recognized Sadiq Mateen sitting right behind Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's Hillary Clinton, and there's Sadiq Mateen, clapping and cheering Hillary Clinton. They recognized him, and then, by incredible luck, after the event, they ran into him twice. They ran into him and interviewed him, and that was an amazing thing. I'll see if I can get that audio for you. They interviewed the Sadiq Mateen, who expressed his admiration and support for Hillary Clinton, and told us that America needs Hillary Clinton, He didn't seem to be the local media person. The white lady interviewing him was sort of dumbfounded. What were you thinking? Why were you at this event? What were you thinking? And Mateen said, "Well, I've lived here a long time, and I support Hillary Clinton." So it seemed normal to this guy from Afghanistan. It seemed normal for him that he should be at a Hillary Clinton event so he could express. He could let us know who he supports, the father of a guy. And by the way, this is all happening within a few miles of the location of that slaughter within the neighborhood where the families of those 49 people slaughtered live. So Omar Mateen feels fine, and he's very recognizable, because after his son did that slaughter, he put out a press release, his commentary in his language, Dari, which is the Persian version of the Afghan version of Persian, and is the lingua franca of Afghanistan. Like a quarter to half the Afghanis speak Dari. He put out a statement, so his face is easily recognizable. That's how the media person recognized him. He feels comfortable attending this event in the neighborhood of the 49 families, which we were talking hundreds and hundreds of relatives now, whose families were butchered by this guy. I mean, talk about a Twilight Zone world that we're living in. Let's go to...
It's consistent. You know, the Obamatrons and the Clintons, they endorse all this Islamic butchery. They love it. They're practically cheering for the next mass murder.
Yeah, and Hillary, of course, is expressing... You know, she's up the ante in recent days, saying that she wants a mass amnesty, that she is going to deliver a mass amnesty as soon as she becomes president. She's doubling down, Donald Trump style. Here is Donald Trump in this event. Here he is taking the stage here in Wilmington, North Carolina. Get him onto the podium here. Get past the music and the roaring crowd.
Thank you very much. So amazing. Rudy just left. He just said, I don't believe this. This is unbelievable. Nobody believes it. The crowds we're getting, I'm the messenger, but I'll tell you what, the message is the right message. We're tired of incompetence. We're tired of not taking care of our military. We're tired of not taking care of our vets who are being taken care of very poorly. We're tired of so many different things, and this is what happens. So our mayor, my friend Rudy Giuliani, just walks out. I'm telling you, he said, I don't believe this. This is incredible. And what he hasn't seen, and your governor, by the way, who's a great guy, and he's now seeing it. They're walking outside because there are thousands.
Hello, RBN fans. Our wonky connection is being wonky, but James had lined up.
It's important. It's so important. You know, I bring things up
back.
Like the judges, right? Supreme Court justices. We have to get, you know, you could have as many as four. I guess is a scenario in which this president could pick five Supreme Court justices. And if you pick two that are left, it's going to be a disaster for our country. Your Second Amendment, the National Rifle Association endorsed me, and they endorsed me early, long time ago. But, and they're great people. Wayne and Chris, they're great people. But if you do something with these, I'll tell you what, justices right now, you lost a great one with Scalia. We want to replace with justices very much like Justice Scalia,
now,
and that's going to happen, and so
I'm
important.
I'm going to pause this and enter this note that here's what the media is trying to do every day. They're making their smear efforts at Donald Trump, so they come up with something something every day. What did they come up with today? Well, Donald Trump in his speech is saying there's the importance of the Supreme Court appointments is connected with the importance of the Second Amendment to us as patriots. And that is that if Hillary Clinton appoints 3, 4, or conceivably even 5 Supreme Court justices, Trump is making the point that this president will probably appoint, is expected to appoint, more Supreme Court justices than any president in the history of our country. If she does that, you can kiss the Second Amendment goodbye. And in the course, they then are weaving out of thin air, that Donald Trump, in his very extemporaneous style of speaking, incomplete sentences, incomplete thoughts, it's a fabulous way of expressing himself, is when he talks about the Second Amendment and talks about the Supreme Court justices and talks about Hillary Clinton as a threat in appointing 3, 4, or 5 Supreme Court justices, that Donald Trump has issued a threat against Hillary Clinton. A threat of violence against Hillary Clinton, just woven out of thin air by the media. But that's the story today. That's in all your newspapers, and that will be on your television set tonight. That will be the story. And it's all completely woven from whole cloth out of nothing. Donald Trump is simply on the podium talking about, when he refers to Second Amendment people, he made it very clear earlier, the Second Amendment people he's talking about are the NRA, which in a monumental decision endorsed him for president before the primaries were complete. I'll look it up. I think the largest membership organization in the country. But the NRA endorsed Donald Trump earlier than they've ever endorsed any candidate. And those are the Second Amendment people that Donald Trump is referring to. And he said the issue of electing this president just on the basis of the Supreme Court appointments alone is a life or death crucial issue for all of us. Let's take a phone call now. Tammy, California, you're on the air.
Hi, James.
Tammy,
can you hear me?
Hi, Tammy. Yes.
Okay, you can hear me, right?
Bye.
Okay. I don't know if you know about it or not, but we are in trouble. But I found an article in the Daily Caller News Foundation by a Richard Pollack that to me is a smoking gun like crazy. It talks about how Bill Clinton got millions from the world's biggest Sharia law education firm.
Yes.
And that's the GEMS Foundation or GEMS Education Firm based in Dubai. And when you read this article, it was posted on August 3rd in the Daily Caller. And I really want you to read that and get your take on it. Because to me, it's a smoking gun with, you know, the way Obama gave Iran, you know, what, $1.5 billion, and then this, reading this article, it's like, wow. They're all being controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, and that Sharia and Wahhabism is the scary part. So,
yes. And Tammy, thank you for mentioning that, the Sharia law question. And this, you bring up another very closely related story, which is that, yes, Sharia law money from the Gulf states and from Saudi Arabia in huge amounts going to the Clinton Foundation. This is a, you know, signed, these are signed and certified facts. This money is not in doubt. It's not in question. That this kind of money has been going to Hillary, corrupt, to the queen of corruption, Hillary Clinton. I'll give you another one that just surfaced in the last few days. This clown, Kaiser Khan, who is trying to make political hay out of the death of his son. We'll talk about this in just a second. I'm going to connect it to Sharia law. You're going to really be amazed at this one, Tammy. Hang on. We'll be back after this break.
We'll be right back. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon live. I'm James Kelso. George is with us as well in the co-pilot's seat. And we've got from California, we've got a caller in California. Caller, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Tammy. Sorry, I forgot your
name, Tammy.
Yes, Tammy. Well, get this. When it comes to Sharia law, Khizr Khan, this is documented. He wrote in a law journal. He's an attorney. Paul Fromm pointed out, it turns out he's an immigration hustler. He is, in effect, selling things like green cards for large amounts of money to people wanting to get into the United States, people wanting to invade our country, like himself. And so he's made a profession out of this as an attorney. He wrote an article in a law journal in which he stated, get this, this was his commentary on law.
Okay.
He said, Sharia law is the supreme form of law in the world. Khizr Khan. Now, Sharia law, folks,
their whole intention is to get that to be the form of law here in the West. And
believers or unbelievers, I guess we're called unbelievers. They want to impose Sharia law on the entire world.
Absolutely.
And a poll. Tammy, can you hear me all right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. A poll in America of Muslims in America showed a result in which 50% of them said that they favored Sharia law in America.
That's what I was afraid of.
So,
And get this part of the article, James.
Uh-huh.
Varkey publicly claimed that Bill was the honorary chairman of his foundation, but Bill and Hillary report in their joint federal tax returns the annual payments came from the for-profit GEMS Education Company. Bill was the honorary chairman of the Sharia Foundation.
Wow, wow. Well, and here's the this connects with the story that we started our show with. They're mm-hmm. making up stuff. They're making things up about Donald Trump and then not reporting incredible, easily documented facts about Hillary, about Bill.
Absolutely, and it is a scary time because of that.
You know,
Donald Trump's doing a great job of doing his rallies. He's doing, what, two a day, I heard? And Hillary only has, three appearances between now and October 18th or something scheduled. And unfortunately, we're dealing with a mainstream media that pushes Hillary. And I just hope they're all real happy or know what they're getting into because we are in big
trouble.
Thanks,
Tammy. Let's go to...
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
We are. Thank you, Tammy. Let's go to Tom in Florida. You're on the air, Tom.
Yes, good evening, James. Yes, I got some information for you from the Mining Herald. And it has to do with they're talking... Even though Herald's so liberal as they are, James, they literally did come out and say that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was lying, and Hillary's just as complacent in what's going on with the DNC as Debbie Blabbermouth. But yeah, the mainstream media is not talking about it, only a little bit of Fox, James. But also I want to tell you this. Did you hear about the guy that shot all those gays in Orlando? The father was at one of Hillary's rallies, and he was back in the rally. Plotting Hillary and everything, and his son's the one that did all the murders over in D.C. How come that ain't on the mainstream media, James?
Well, yeah, yes, we were just... yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay,
hello?
Tom, yes. I'm right here. Tom, yes, Sadiq Mateen, the father of Omar Mateen, yes, was sitting right behind Hillary in her rally, her small rally in Kissimmee, Florida. But let me comment on the first fact you gave us about Debbie Wasserman Schultz lying, and Hillary's connection to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, which I'll get to right after this break. But we'll talk about the connection between Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Tim Kaine, Hillary's VP pick. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That's us, folks, the politically incorrect. And this is our radio show, The Trump Phenomenon, and Donald Trump is our politically correct, incorrect man. It's something that Pat Buchanan writes about in his column today, entitled, Who Got Us Into These Endless Wars? And he identifies the politically correct CFR and neocon crowd that Donald Trump is on the verge of overthrowing. And I'll share a little of that with you in a moment here. I want to just give you a little more audio from Donald Trump today. And let's go to that right now. Here's Donald Trump. His first event today was in Wilmington. We gave you the opening of that. Let's give you the close of his second event in Fayetteville, which concluded just a little while ago. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Here is Donald Trump closing out that event. Again, a humongous crowd roaring
why we have the crowds, and that's why we have the movement, and that's why we're going to win on November 8th. I really believe that. Now, for the military people in the room, we're doing great with the military. I think we're going to win the military. Like, is anyone not going to vote for us? Any military people in the room? Raise your hand. Who is going to vote for Trump of the military people in the room? I think. Looks like a very similar number. I think. And you know who else likes Trump? The police. The police. We have so many endorsements from the police. The police are not treated properly. They are not treated properly. So here's the story, folks. We're going to make our country great again. Great again. And we're going to be thought of as the smart country again. And we're going to have good relationships. I have great relations with China. I can't believe I just signed a lease, an extension, with the largest bank in the world that happens to be in China. Largest in the world. And I said to my people, are you sure they want it? Because I hit them pretty hard. But this is nothing personal. You know, like on The Apprentice that I did, rather successful.
Now, let me pause it right there. Did you notice what he just said, Donald Trump? And that is, he just, and this, I think this typifies the sort of sacrifice, one of the forms of sacrifice he's making. I think the primary sacrifice is he's putting his life at risk and his family's as well. A terrible decision to have to make. And he said, you know, when he was a young man, he said in an interview on television, are you going to run for president? Would you run for president? He said, only if I have to. And many years later, lo these many years, he has decided he has to. But notice in this story he's telling about an important lease, he rents out the space to the largest bank in the world, which is in China, in New York City. And he just renewed the lease. And he said, are you sure? You know, they want to stay in his building. And he's making a lot of money on that lease. He said, are you sure? He asked his staff that they want to do this because I've been pretty tough on China. You know, and think about that. You know, here he's got this huge client that's paying him many millions of dollars, and he's really hard on China, and especially hard on Chinese financial policy, on their devaluing of their currency, directly relating to the daily business of this bank. So he's putting his businesses at risk, putting his life at risk is, of course, the most major, but he's putting his businesses at risk as well. He's had golf tournaments canceled. And, you know, people canceling accounts, boycotting various businesses. And he just sails right past that. And he said, and he's still financing his own presidential campaign. He's way over $50 million now of his own money that he's put into the campaign. And it's not going to get paid back to him. He made that point in a speech you heard here on this show. He said, I'm not doing what other politicians do. They will lend themselves money for their political campaign and then pay themselves back from the later proceeds of their campaign. I'm not doing that. So, George, I don't think we've ever had a figure in American history who's donated as much money, in effect, to his people.
We haven't had anyone do that in American history.
Yeah. So let's go back. I interrupted Donald Trump. And Tom, I interrupted you. We're going to have you back in a second, Tom. Hang on. Here's Donald Trump finishing up his concluding event today in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
It's not personal. It's just business, right? You know, it's one of those things. But I said, are you sure they want to sign? Yeah. And I brought the people in my office, top executives. I said, good, I'm glad you're signing. You are signing, aren't you? You're really signing. I said, that's okay. I don't care. You know, it's a great location. I'd sign somebody else if I had to. But they wanted to re-sign their lease. They were there. They just extended their lease. And they say, no, Mr. Trump, in China, we have great respect for you because you tell the truth. Can you believe that? Isn't that great? So
now I'm going to pardon me for interrupting Donald Trump again. Notice something else right there, folks. Donald Trump was in his office signing the lease with the Chinese. When does he have time to do this? He's running a $10 billion business building empire. At the same time, he's climbing the impossible mountain of beating the media, beating the neocons, beating the Clintons, beating the Bushes. This is an amazing man. So, you know, and he doesn't, you know, so this just comes out, you know, by the way here, I was in my office signing a probably many millions of dollars lease with these Chinese customers who said, we respect you because you tell the truth. The Chinese giving them a much better treatment than the American media. Let's let him continue now.
So we're going to help the NRA, who are great people, and they're fighting hard. They're fighting hard. Chris and Wayne and all of the people at the NRA, these are people that love our country. But the Second Amendment is under siege, believe me. If Hillary Clinton gets in, the Second Amendment, it is under siege. And that's a very important thing. So here's the story, folks. Here's the story. We are going to make America great again. We are going to make America strong again. We are going to make America safe again. And we are going to have a policy of America first, okay? And on November 8th, I'll be back. I'll be back so much to North Carolina because this is very important. You are going to get so sick and tired of me. You can watch those phony Hillary Clinton ads all over television with Wall Street money. And a lot of people, and let me tell you, the ads are false, by the way. That's just mostly false. But let me just tell you, I'm going to be back a lot. I'm going to be back so much that you're going to say, please, please, don't come back anymore. We'll vote for you. Please, please. But I just want to thank the people of North Carolina. We're going to have a tremendous victory on November 8th. I'll be back a lot. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Thank you.
That's his wrap up. That's his wrap up today in his second event. And where is he going to be? Tomorrow, we don't have any listed schedule for Donald Trump. His next event we have is Thursday. And where is it? Tom, are you with us?
Yes, I am, James. Sure am.
Now, hang on, Tom. Now, Tom, it was my fault you couldn't hear me earlier. That was me. I had my gain turned down. But, Tom, get this. Donald Trump will be in Kissimmee, Florida, and that will be on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Silver Spurs Arena. So that'll be a huge, humongous crowd, probably 10 times the size or more of Hillary's crowd that she had when, yes, you're right, Tom, Sadiq Mateen, the father, the Afghan father of Omar Mateen, the Orlando 49 people murderer, was sitting right behind Hillary Clinton. What a story. You're too young to remember the Twilight Zone, Tom, but this is something out of the Twilight Zone.
James?
Go ahead, Tom. Yeah.
Yeah, James, I remember Rod Serling. I used to watch Twilight Zone all the time. I loved that show. It was awesome. And so Rod Steiger, I believe, was the narrator for the show. Rod Steiger. I can't remember his name. Rod something. Anyway, James, what I want to say is
go ahead.
Yeah, Donald Trump said something very important. We are under siege with immigration, legal and illegal immigration. We are under siege. But I want to say this, James. What Donald Trump needs to do in the state of Florida is run ads about Hillary Clinton being tied with Jimmy Carter and then Mario Boatlift in 1980 when they flooded his country, the state with thievery and drugs like you never would. It was off the chain what was going on here in South Florida. But I got to say this. I haven't seen no ads by Trump with Kate Steinle or any of these Americans murdered by these illegal immigrants. If Donald Trump were to do that, he'd jump back to the polls 10%.
I'm going to give you some good news there about Kate Steinle and those things. Donald Trump has some great ads there, and he's ready to roll them out. So he's going to make it. There's going to be a big rush of lots of ads and publicity that Donald Trump is going to roll out. So folks are listening to your idea, and it's a very, very, very good one. And it, yes.
James, one more thing I got to tell you. I need another call.
Hang on, Tom. Tom, let me we cut off Iconoclast a couple of times, so let me go to Iconoclast in Ohio, give you a rain check for that next idea in tomorrow's show.
Well, it's my Bill Clinton and Jimmy and Carter. Billy, I want you to tell it, James, all you know about these illegals that are coming into Miami. They're getting $68,000 in federal government, each one of them, with a wet foot, dry foot, and that was Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter flooded this place with marijuana illegals. It says Bill Clinton is so complacent what he's done to this
country. Is that categorized, Tom? Is that categorized as refugee money? $68,000?
Yes, on the wet foot, dry foot policy. When these people come in here, these Cubans come in here, they're getting $68,000 over 4 years. They're actually getting a $17,000 voucher for furniture and everything. And Americans can't even find jobs or get money.
Wow, Tom. Tom. I'll tell you what. Tom, here's an assignment. Find me the best website that documents somebody out there needs to create, if it hasn't already been done, but a website that documents all of these refugee benefits and these huge amounts of money. If you could research that for us, Tom, and share that with our audience when next time you're on the air. Thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Iconoclast in Ohio. Iconoclast, you're on the air.
Greetings and salutations. This is breaking news. It's right now. It's a lead story on Drudge. Julian Assange has just identified his source, and it was Seth Rich, who was murdered in D.C. That his source for the WikiLeaks, exposure of the DNC files.
And he was just murdered?
That was the guy who was just murdered in D.C. Let me read it.
Yeah, read the story.
July 8th, 2016. 27-year-old Democratic staffer Seth Connor Rich, who was murdered in Washington, D.C., the killer or killers took nothing from their victim, leaving behind his wallet, watch, and phone. Shortly after the killing.
And Julian?
That's on Drudge right now.
That's a hell of a story.
Shortly after the killing, Redditors and social media users were pursuing a lead saying that Rich was en route to the FBI the morning of his murder, apparently intending to speak to special agents about an ongoing court case probably involving the Clinton family. Seth Rich's father told reporters, if it was a robbery, it failed because he still has his watch, he still has his money, and he still has his credit cards, still had his phone, so it was a wasted effort except for a lost life.
Yeah, in other words, it was an assassination.
Yes.
Wow, another figure in the Hillary and Bill Clinton orbit who winds up.
James, this really is heating up. There's articles all over the internet that are just a couple hours old going, people are dropping like flies from the Clintons. And they've even mentioned Victor Thorne. It's coming out now, sports fans.
Let me read the headline. This is on Drudge. This is the Drudge headline. It wasn't the Russians. Assange fingers murdered DNC staffer behind leaked emails.
Wow. That is Iconoclast. Thank you very much for bringing that to our audience. That's a humongous story.
As soon as I saw that Drudge headline, I called immediately.
Well, thank you very much.
It's within the last 15 minutes.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Iconoclast. Thank you very much.
Yeah, when I call, I have something important to say usually.
Yes, you do. Now here's something, George, I noticed you were messaging me about the capacity of some of these arenas that Donald Trump is appearing in now and in the next few days. Could you share that with the audience?
There's 11,000 in the Kissimmee Arena. That's a lot of beef. I hope that Trump will at least one time say, dear camera, please pan the crowd. That's all he's got to do. Ask the cameraman to pan around so you can see. And it'll probably be 13,000 people crammed in there and another 10,000 in the parking lot.
Yes.
No, I want to disagree. What he needs to do is put up a mirror right in front of his podium so that whenever they look at him, they'll see the crowd.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Anything to show the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, he should actually do both, of course. But the main... main thing is to do something they can't censor.
Yes. And so, folks, we will be covering that Kissimmee event on Thursday, and then tomorrow we will we'll be covering these events today as well in further detail. And on Friday,
Jamie, for Iconoclast and you, you know, we've been pulling our hair out because Victor Thorne was someone near to us, and he's just one of five or six, and these dead people are showing up all over the place at the hands of the Clintons. Let's go, media.
Yeah, that's a big, big story. We'll be back with that right after this break for our last segment. We'll get in another call with Jeff in Idaho and Caesar in New York. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks, and we're in our last segment. I want to make sure we get Jeff in Idaho in and Caesar in New York. Just to sum up on the upcoming schedule that we're going to be covering, it's the battleground states, folks, where Donald Trump and Mike Pence are appearing. These are 14 states that will decide your fate and mine in many ways. They will decide the outcome of this election for sure. Those states, very rapid fire, are Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, Arizona, Missouri, Wisconsin, Oregon, Iowa, Nevada, and New Hampshire. in that order, starting with Florida at the top with 29 electoral votes. And in these last, in these 4 days we're in right now, 8, 9, 10, and 11 of August, Donald Trump and Mike Pence have been in seven of those states. They've been in Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Have been or will be in seven of those states. So that's the battle. I mentioned Donald Trump's. We're following him more closely than Mike Pence, just for sake of brevity. He will be in Erie, Pennsylvania on Friday, August 12th, and the Erie Insurance Arena has a 9,000-seat concert capacity, so there'll be probably 11,000 people in that arena. So that'll be a great event that we're covering. Let's go to Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, James. Iconoclast is right on the money. About 4 hours ago, Michael Rivera had on a show that that Assange had basically put out $20,000 for anyone who could basically give information on Seth Rich's death. Okay, Assange set a trap for them, and I've been watching this for a few weeks, in that the cover-up, he was shot at 4 a.m. when he was leaving work. He was a leaker, and what they these body counts have been going up has been all to keep the Bernie supporters from finding this stuff out. So now that Assange has released this stuff, he's probably given the election to Trump by making the Bernie supporters, because this guy was a Bernie supporter and trying to help Bernie, they whacked him, and now Assange has set the trap to basically dump Hillary. So it's a good day.
Okay, that's Jeff. That's a
He let them speak at the DNC if they would come out with anything, and she just mentioned that he died. And he let them do the cover up, and now the cover up is worse than the crime. Remember?
Okay,
says. Right.
Yes.
Thanks. That's all I got. Bye.
Very astute, Jeff. Let's go to Caesar in New York.
Jamie, how are you today?
Well, I'm pleased with that last analysis by Jeff. Go ahead, Caesar.
Well, that's good to hear, Jamie. Real quick, isn't it kind of strange that Scott Robert Mustafa died on the coronation of the Queen?
Okay.
Victor Thorne. That's his real name. His name, the pen pal name, was Victor Thorne, but his real name was Scott.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, folks, Caesar's referring to the fact that our good friend and a great patriot, Victor Thorne, recently died, and people are questioning the circumstances of his death and so on. But we'll have more in a tribute to Victor Thorne in a future program. We're out of time, Caesar. And George, thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow night, right here on The Trump Phenomenon. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.